And I don't know when it's going to change. I hope it changes a little bit, because even though I get really cynical and say, maybe it's good that Japan can't speak English because it guarantees that I'll always have a job, it yeah. does make you a little bit tired as an instructor to see almost no progress. I'll be honest with you.
I've been here a short time, so the progress thing, you know, in terms of like overall progress, it's difficult for me to measure. But for you, and you know, you've been here for 100 years?
108.
108 years.
And it's actually gone down, Charlie.
Ooh.
When I started teaching at university in 1997, the level was better. And yeah. it went down shockingly. Per year, for the first 5 years after that, it plateaued a bit. Now it's slowly approaching, but I doubt it'll ever get back to the way it was in 1997, while I'm still in my career. If it does, I'd be very happy. It's possible yeah. that it could, but I doubt that it would.
How do you remedy it? As a teacher, you can't on your own. Mm. You know, you can only hope.
Mm. And you start spreading the word, and you try your best to like make your classroom.
But everybody
good.
Know this stuff is this isn't new. This is these things. If you read any journals, the same stuff is written down in articles from, you know, the mid-80s. The same stuff, you know, mm-hmm. exams mm-hmm. and testing and kids not performing because they're just, you know, demoralized and shattered from English and whatever.
It's a top-down society, so any changes will have to begin, I think, simultaneously with...
The emperor.
It would be nice if the emperor actually just did that. You know, like, there's a lot of stuff happening within the imperial family right now, and one imperial family member went rogue and started saying stuff like that. That might yeah. actually be a good catalyst. But it'll have to be top down. It'll have to be at the top level universities like Osaka or Tokyo, mm-hmm. and maybe a couple of private universities in Tokyo like Keio or Meiji. All of them saying that we're not going to be using these entrance exams as our entrance standards for English communicative ability, but instead we'll be doing university interviews.
Yeah, interview tests, which is what you get in you know every Ooh, UK university.
You know, right? All Do you Japanese, really speak Spanish? Yeah.
All well, my Japanese friends, before they came to the UK, they were interviewed. Mm. And they had to pass tests, but they also have to pass interview.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead, keep the test. There's nothing wrong with keeping the tests as they are. But if you must pass that interview test, and yeah. it is more important than the test. If you can get full points on the paper mm-hmm. test, but if you can't speak, doesn't matter.
And what happens if you have a bad day? You have a bad day on the test, and you know you're screwed. And then you're 2,500 to 25,000 yen down the drain.
What if you have a bad day when it's time for your presentation during your career? I mean, we can talk about all.
But if that happens, you're not going to lose your job, are you? It's.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know. If you really
screw something up, yeah. it could happen. And you have to learn about these things. And that's part of the process, because nobody ever said that to you and me
yeah.
in the West. And they said, well, remember, Jose, if you have a bad day, you can do it over again. Nobody ever said that. I said, get it done.
And if
you did have a bad day, then they said to you, okay, we're here. Here are your consolation avenues. This is what you can do. You can come back next year.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to hold anyone's hand anymore with this stuff.
No, but, you know, I hope it improves.
Yeah, me too.